girls told me to ask their favorite stories about you being chased by a bull. So they said,
oh,
to start
dear
there.
God. Okay. The bull story was, when we were young, all of us on my street and some other streets would go out into the countryside to pick mushrooms. And you were always warned, don't go in where the cows are or the bull, because you'll regret it. But I always wanted to pick the most mushrooms because I was in love with this boy and I could get him to pay attention to me if I gave him all my can of mushrooms. So this day, I knew the bull was in the field, but it didn't bother me because I was so brave. I went in and I was getting all of the mushrooms. My can was full, and out of nowhere came the bull chasing after me. I dropped my can of mushrooms, which I always regret, climbed over the wall as quickly as I could, and made my way home sad because he ignored me all the way home. That is that story.
Now I know why they like that story. Another story I remember is Granny. So Granny was able to put a curse on people.
Oh, absolutely. Widows in Ireland can put a curse on anyone. Well, I'll only tell one. It was this man. My grandmother had had farms and property outside of Birr. We had this sleazy cousin, and he wanted those. And my grandmother was getting older and also running out of money because her pub, there were five pubs on her street, and she being a widow, the others would, all of the patrons would go into the other pubs where they could have more fun, I suppose. But anyway, Granny just was losing track of things, and so this man cheated her out of some of her fields, because that's the land of fields. And so my mother, oh, and he kicked our dog, and he poisoned the dog. This dog my brother-in-law had given to me, and he was a gorgeous little black curly-haired lab, and this man poisoned him because the dog was always worrying his cattle. Mm-hmm. And so then my mother told him, she said, "Leg, you lift it to kick that dog. You'll die roaring with that leg." And sure enough, when he was dying, the whole street could hear him screaming in pain because they could do nothing for his pain. So that was in the 50s, remember.
Is this the one who died in the field or is this a different one?
No.
What about the one who died in his field?
Oh, that was a man who owned a gigantic house. Now, I tell this story because my mother told him, but I was 7 months when we left there, so I really don't remember this. So my sisters and brothers would have to cut across his fields to get out to the road to get transportation into school in the village. Mm-hmm. And he would come to my mother and say, "I don't want your children crossing my field." And my mother told him not to worry about that, he wouldn't last the winter, that the children would be still traveling across the field and he would be gone. Well, we had a very bitter cold. It was ice and snow. And he slipped outside of his gigantic wall that he used to protect his house and lay there all night and was dead in the morning. So that was the widow's curse.
So when I grew up hearing those stories, I started thinking about whether or not you could put curses on people. And you're a seventh daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
I am.
That would have some significance to me. But that made me nervous that I could put a curse on people, and I'm kind of a bit of a hothead.
You are.
So I would just say that I hope they stub their toes, just in case I had the same powers that you and Granny did. So didn't somebody try to take half of the kids away even after, when you were older?
No.
I thought you were they were trying to give you to new families.
No. That was a cousin of my mother named Frank, lived up in the north of Ireland. And he and his wife had no children. So he wrote to my mother and said, "Dear Cousin Annie, because you have so many children and we cannot have a child, would you give us one of yours? And we will give that child anything they want. And we'll send them to the best school around." And of course, I wanted a piano because I was taking piano lessons. I was 10 years old. So I put my hand up and said, "I'll go with them." So the people come down. So I said goodbye to my mother and my brothers and sisters, and they're all crying, but I wasn't crying. I was going off to get my piano. And so we drove for hours. And on the way, they asked, "Do you want chocolate? Do you want?" And I said, "I'd love a Swiss roll cake." And so they bought a Swiss roll cake, and I ate the whole thing. And then I said I'd like some chocolate, and they stopped and got chocolate. So finally we get back up north, and we go out to this house, a two-story house, totally barren, out in the middle of a field. And I see upstairs I'm going to have my own bedroom, which was also going to be great then. I got an indisposition. And they had no indoor bathroom, so they had to run up and down with chamber pots all night. By the next day, they were sick of me. And then a day later, I said, I have to go home. I miss my mommy and I want to go home. And they were glad to get rid of me. They put me in the car and drove all the way back.
No Swiss rolls on the way back on that trip.
Nothing. Not even a drink of tea. Nothing.